Bantam Doubleday, Dell Audio Publishing presents The Lawnmower Man and Other Stories from Night Shift by Stephen King. The Lawnmower Man. In previous years, Harold Parquette had always taken pride in his lawn. He had owned a large silver lawn boy and paid the boy down the block $5 per cutting to push it. In those days, Harold Parquette had followed the Boston Red Sox on the radio with a beer in his hand and the knowledge that God was in his heaven and all was right with the world, including his lawn. But last year, in mid-October, fate had played Harold Parquette a nasty trick. While the boy was mowing the grass for the last time of the season, the Kastenmeyer's dog had chased the Smith's cat under the mower. Harold's daughter had thrown up half a quart of cherry Kool-Aid into the lap of her new jumper, and his wife had nightmares for a week afterward. Although she had arrived after the fact, she had arrived in time to see Harold and the green-faced boy cleaning the blades. Their daughter and Mrs. Smith stood over them, weeping, although Alicia had taken time enough to change her jumper for a pair of blue jeans and one of those disgusting skimpy sweaters. She had a crush on the boy who mowed the lawn. After a week of listening to his wife moan and gobble in the next bed, Harold decided to get rid of the mower. He didn't really need a mower anyway, he supposed. He had hired a boy this year. Next year he would just hire a boy and a mower. And maybe Carla would stop moaning in her sleep. He might even get laid again. So he took the silver lawn boy down to Phil Sunoco, and he and Phil dickered.